Hi everyone, this is my last podcast of 2023 and I want to share with you a quick overview of the year, focusing on the highs, of which there have been many, and also sharing some of the ongoing challenges we face. Now, the start of the year went really well. At the DAF International Dealer Conference in January, our Hales Owen dealership was crowned the UK DAF Dealer of the Year, a magnificent achievement for Daniel and the entire West Midlands team, who have all contributed to Hales Owen's success. In fact, Daniel did the double, with Avonmouth in the South West region also winning the DAF MD Special Recognition Award due to the upheaval and the subsequent success of relocating that dealership from Bristol. And with that goes huge recognition for the entire Avonmouth team, who have been well supported by their colleagues in the rest of the South West region. When we came to March, we completed the acquisition of the X-Rider site in Burton-on-Trent, which added a fourth location to the East Midlands region, at that time becoming our 31st dealership location in the UK. And this was quickly added to at the beginning of July, when we completed the acquisition of the Solway region, covering the northwest of England and the Scottish borders. Four dealerships in total, which brought our overall dealership count to 35, 34 of which are DAF, and firmly cementing our position as the largest DAF dealer group on the planet. And because of this growth, in July, it was also decided to separate our LCV operations and move them into the Pentagon division, a decision fully supported by our OEM partners. Now, this has proved to be a successful move and has further strengthened the overall LCV retail and fleet business within the Motors UK group. July also saw Motors Commercials report record parts and truck sales volumes in the financial year ending June 2023. Workshop labour sales also were amongst the highest we have ever achieved, a record now that will surely be broken this financial year with the addition of those five new dealership locations. DAF will once again be the biggest selling truck brand in the UK, which will secure a 29th consecutive year as market leader. A really brilliant achievement. And DAF are a trading partner we are very proud to represent across the country. And this is all great news for the business, and also for you, our colleagues. Successful growth attracts more investment to grow further, to upgrade facilities, to expand facilities, to train and develop our colleagues, and to create more job opportunities. The management development programme continues to be successful. Our apprenticeship programme is once again recognised within the top 100 of all companies in the UK, and a number of colleagues have enjoyed promotions and opportunities to further develop their own careers. In recent weeks, I was delighted to see Thomas Davey from our South West region win the DAF UK Technician of the Year, a fantastic achievement, and he now goes on to represent Motors Commercials in Europe next year. In 2023, every single colleague within Motors Commercials received a personal development review with their line manager. Our colleague satisfaction rating continues to be one of the highest in our industry. And once again, we listened and acted on the feedback from this annual engagement survey, and we will do so again next year. Our Respect initiative leads the way for diversity and inclusion in the commercial vehicle industry, and my personal thanks goes to all those colleagues who have shared their own experiences this year through the weekly podcast platform. I hope you all feel part of something special, because you are. Motors Commercials is a brilliant business with brilliant people, all of whom contribute to our ongoing success. Now, the backdrop for our business is tough. Higher interest rates makes our vehicle stock holding more expensive. Body build capacity issues across the UK means we are holding on to stock for longer, and inflation is driving up our cost base quicker than anything we have witnessed in the last 30 years. But however, we meet these challenges head on, and we continue to provide service excellence to our customers and to each other. So thank you. I wish you a Merry Christmas and, of course, a very Happy New Year.